So, BIP of Bizarre Interest Productions. And yeah, this video wasn't supposed to happen, but the Superman vs. the Clan video right now is in a bit of a development hell. And I haven't started the Nickelodeon video yet, even though I'm on the conclusion of the first one, but not even close to starting the other one. But there's lots to cover since this video is on such short notice, so let's waste no time and get to it. So, chapter 24. Didn't get a chance to talk about this because the English translations weren't done yet, but it's cool that Tenka learned from her battle with X to have Samurai Saber fall back on the extreme line behind Spear Scorpio to blindside Dokuga Fugazaru's new Beyblade, especially since both of them have Beyblades that can change shape to adjust to hit harder with their multiple blades, especially for an extreme dash. What makes it even better is that behind the toxic mask, Dokuga is actually a chill person who enjoys having fun battles, and I'll talk about Tenka's treatment in the anime at a future video at a later date. But it's really funny that for the first half of the show is gradually her realizing Persona is better than she thought and apologizing, but here she genuinely feels bad for misjudging him but doesn't tell him that at all. But then it's Yoko's turn. Her blackmailing Zodiac into revealing to everyone else that Lance intentionally lost on purpose to ensure that they make it to the final battle to ensure she gets the battle, since so far it's been 2-0 and it isn't a knockout like the Dreams match was. As for seeing her Beyblade in action for the first time, I like it. I love how Tenka's wondering how she got a CX Bey, and she immediately confirms she got connections from a Beycrafter friend. Obviously, Pakun, there's a debate going on whether or not it's okay to ship them since we don't know her age, and Beyblade has a funny tendency of making characters seem older than they actually are. But we'll have to wait and see on that front. But she designed Brush Fox, or Fox Brush, to be able to completely take on Arc Wizard, only for Multi to bust out Nightmare and counter it. Though glad misleaders are genuine friends on this front, but the title match is on Chapter 25. As for Chapter 25, the team morale moments at the beginning of the chapter are nice, but the bombshell Omega found a way to get Drawn Bade banned for illegal modifications, so the Bade has to be brought in for questioning, and the Blader can't compete in official matches, leads to the question to consider exactly who her spy in B4 is. Manga-wise, we don't know, but anime-wise, we definitely know Megaga Oka may be responsible, though it doesn't seem like something she'd do based on personality. But Mirion's going first for Team Zodiac, and their surprise substitute is Exu? Yep, they finally decided to play with the gimmick that half of the cast doesn't know his true identity, so having him as a temporary replacement is enough for him to play, but multi-sitting this one out pretending to become an ex, which you gotta admit from Tenka is a pretty nice idea. But we finally learn what Mirion Mizu's Beyblade is. Cerberus Flame, or Flame Cerberus, we'll see which one they decide to go with. A stamina-type blade who can create a perfect circle to enhance its stamina, and has a wall ball inside the tip to stop it from topping over. Only for Exu to put all his power into an extreme dash, and win the match with a burst finish, though he does quip that he could probably have self-imploded. Not being said, the fact that we didn't get Mirion battling way earlier to establish his threat level and abilities is a bit of a whimper. I understand because Flame Cerberus will take a while to get released to the public, but similar to how several characters in the anime had their debut in the manga, maybe we should have had one battle establishing his strength level before the finals like Omega and Lance did. Well, thanks to all the paparazzi coming out and trying to figure out what the heck happened to Exu in Chapter 26, he bolts, ensuring the next round to Bird versus Lance. And I do love the fact that Bird says that he refuses to lose to someone who makes fun of Beyblading by intentionally holding back because it was really disrespectful to him after working so hard. Because training seems to have paid off. Logie's able to counter it with a massive amount of weight from Perseus Locus hitting from doing damage. However, Bird reveals he took some customizable liberties with his Beyblade thanks to his team, aka combining their powers. He's using Mako's low ratchet from her shark scale Beyblade in order to make it possible for a stronger uppercut attack and enhancing the power of his new extreme dash, Crawl Judgment. Logie still thinks that he has this in the bag because the extreme dash costs stamina, but it turns out Bird also equipped Arc Wizard's Assist Blade R from Multi to boost Hell Reaper stamina. Good call there. And guess what? Both Beyblades stop spinning at the exact same time, but because of the damages that they took, they can't continue, which means the match is a draw. So for the first time, Bird did not lose a battle in the official tournament. But Lance takes this as a loss since he couldn't win, but Bird just thanks him for having a great battle in the first place, and he acknowledges the boy's strength. And then we end up with the final battle prelude between the Shiraboshi women. So I would say 24 was standard, 25 was okay, but 26 was really good. Like, I had to get spoiled on who was going to win, but I think it made sense given the circumstances. And it's really solid progress for Bird, if you ask me. So, the anime unleashed a list of new titles for new episodes. Yes, I know someone in the community made and sent out fake leaks, but we know the next four episodes, and we can probably predict which ones are going to happen in each of them and want to look forward to. First up, things to achieve. This Friday, the next episode is coming out, and honestly, pretty excited for this one. We know Shieru is going to fight Burn, and Bird/Robin is probably going to fight Carlo and Cadaver. So it's going to be pretty fun to see the parents and mentors reunite to help out their kid, Bird. And I want to see exactly how Shieru versus Burn is going to play out, because I feel like they're going to probably have Shieru and Shigeru end up having to confront Chrome or fight in the underground. Then there's a Nine-Tailed Fox. I don't know if I can find the episode descriptions, but the character cast. We're getting the Core 3, but we're also getting Yoko and Pakun on there. So it looks like we're going to get the origins of how Pakun developed his own CX Bay. Dreams is most likely getting eliminated from the tournament too, since Misleader is this season's take on Dreams. The question is going to be, is this episode going to be a part of the Dream Match or not? And I say that because Dream Match has the potential to either have all three fights in the same episode between Persona and Misleaders, or do Yoko's fight in the previous episode against Multi happens, and then we have X versus Ishin Ryu, followed by Tenka versus Dokuga. It all depends on how they execute it, especially given the pacing is going to be the most important factor. And finally, we're getting Perseus's Messenger. I wonder if the dub is going to change it to Destroyer just to keep it up with the dub's consistency from Metal, but that would be funny. But obviously, Lance is finally going to battle again. The question is twofold. Is this the episode where Bird vs. Lance finally have their first encounter and match? Is it going to be an inverse in where they get the stars after challenging Misleaders, but to get the remaining ones and Bird has to earn the final points that they need, only for Lance vs. Carmen X to end quickly? Not sure, but as long as we get the fight between them, I think most people will be satisfied to some degree. Speaking of which, Misleaders have their full anime designs, which we had glimpses of them before, but it's pretty nice to see, especially since at this point, we also know that all their anime Beyblades are going to debut within the show soon. So everyone should be looking forward to that. I just hope that the battles do their Beyblades justice, you know? Then we got a series of new Beyblades. For example, let's talk about the big one everyone's going to be bringing up, Valkyrie Bolt S-470 Vortex. Apparently, people were surprised by the name because Bolt was a weird name. But given that the Beyblade is named after Volt, you know, the most iconic Valkyrie user in the anime, I don't understand why people are surprised by this name. Hell, as for Vortex, Vortex was like the main Vortex disc frame for all of his God's Beyblade line. Heck, even Sisko borrowed it for the match where he had against Joshua in the final round, where he borrowed the Vortex frame to boost Chrysaton's attack, and even though it barely limited his defense, they were still able to beat Joshua together because of it. As for the others, we got the Shark Scale 450 under flat Mako's gotten apart from. And we know that it's going to be shown since we saw it in the manga used by Bird in this chapter for 26. So the question becomes, if and when the anime decides to debut it. Especially since they don't give the protagonist new Beyblades at the beginning of the next season / next chapters after the first arc or second arc in this case ends. Then there's Tyranno Roar 1-70 level. Not sure if that's a take on Tyranno Beat, but at least it could be interesting, though I doubt it's going to show up in the anime. Finally, there's Hell's Brave Jaggy 3-60 Gear Flat. That'd be pretty cool to see in the anime. And finally, Samurai Caliber 670 Merge. This feels like it sounds like an upgrade for Tenka, Especially since I heard that Omega has her own upgrade in Pegasus Blast, I think. So if we see a clash between these two in the next chapter, it wouldn't surprise me. But now it's time for me to get all the clips in order so I can go to sleep with my head held high with dignity that I actually managed to get this out. And hopefully see if I can get the other videos done sooner than later. Alright, go to bed. BIP Bizarre Injustice Productions. Thanks for watching. Give me all your thoughts in the comments and signing off.